UW-Madison officials won't punish teaching assistants for an illegal two-day walkout they say produced few complaints and had little impact. That's because of its short duration and because grades were not withheld as the union threatened. Provost Peter Spear says they don't know which TAs failed to hold class or do makeup work, and he says punishment would only antagonize workers the university depends on.
I think it's important to understand that the TAs are graduate students at the university. They're our students. They're our future colleagues. We need to work with them.
However, state legislators like Stephen Noss think at the very least, Madison teaching assistants should have their pay docked. UW-Madison officials did not condone the strike. However, Noss warned of financial consequences to the university for its failure to punish TAs.
And when we look ahead to the budget, there clearly is no accountability up there. They didn't know who walked off. They don't know who made up classes. They certainly don't know a whole lot.
Noss, who's chair of the Labor Committee, still hopes the Office of Employee Relations will sanction teaching assistants who walked out. The agency's secretary, Karen Timberlake, says that's a possibility.
I mean, certainly all of our state employee unions are watching this situation unfold, and we're aware of that. But I don't think that they would interpret this as necessarily a signal from us that we don't care anymore, that it's okay to walk off the job and nothing will happen.
Contract talks between Madison teaching assistants and the state are stalled. TAs don't want to chip in for health care, something the state is making all its employees do. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.